listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Frederic Gold, owner of Round Top Bagels in Sutton, who is going to be speaking to us about his new initiative setting up a transportation spot for Sutton residents at his business. So thank you so much, Frederic, for being here with us today. I super appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Can you start off by explaining what sparked this idea?
Community transport or public transit is non-existent or insufficient in the area, which is quite typical of rural Quebec. There's a lot of ride-sharing initiatives that are based online. Now to try to resolve that with like different platforms or Facebook pages and whatnot. But what I noticed is that from a user point of view, for most drivers at least, the whole idea of having to go online and register your destination and then plan your trip ahead of time for small trips, like, you know, if you're going 20, 40, or 60 kilometers around, most people will not do that or just rarely do that. So because it's a hassle, and most of the time you don't get an answer or it's useless. So. And I've been through that myself of just, you know, posting, I'm going to this place or that place, and with no answers. So eventually it sort of wears out with some user fatigue, if you will, and people decide to just stop, you know, just go wherever they're going without sharing it. So I've been tinkering with this idea for a while of just trying to figure out a way, a flag system of some kind, so that drivers passing by can know that somebody in that cafe or in that restaurant or in that bagel shop, in this case, somebody in there is waiting for a ride for X or Y destination.
Yeah, so can you explain how that works? How do people make people aware that they need a ride? Like, how does the whole process work for this transportation?
Right, okay, so it's really simple. You need a ride, you come up, you flip the board. It's a panel, okay? So the listeners can imagine a sort of almost like a vertical horizontal blinds, a bit of wood, and on each blind there's the name of the city on one side, and on the other side it's just plain white. But if a traveler needs a ride, for instance, for Colinton or for Lagrange, he can just go up and turn that sign that corresponds to that city. And so then they can go inside, use the Wi-Fi, have a coffee, and hang out, do whatever they do on their phones or computers or books or whatever. And then from the driver's point of view, you're driving by, and say you're going to Lagrange. Well, if you see the sign up for that city, you know that indicates that somebody is waiting for a lift inside. And then you can stop the car, you can go inside, and what's interesting about it is the driver has complete control over who they want to get in their car, who they want to give a ride to. So when you enter the place of business that's hosting this ride system, which in this case is the bagel shop in Sutton, that when you enter, whoever's waiting for a ride is going to have a miniature version of that sign at their table. So, you know, say I'm driving by, I see a sign that's written Milton, and I'm happen to be going to Milton. I can stop the car, go inside, and then I can spot whoever's waiting for a ride because they have a little sign saying Milton at their table where they're sitting. So it permits me as a driver to choose whether or not I want to introduce myself and offer them a ride, or if I just want to, you know, grab a coffee for the road and get the road. So that gives complete control to the driver to sort of scope out who it is they're picking up and if they want to give them a ride or not. So and from the hitchhiker's point of view, if you will, or the ride seeker, they don't know that whoever came into the business came in to potentially give them a ride. They just know a client came in, and so it's impossible for the ride seeker to know that they've been turned down for a ride. So there's no disappointment if the driver chooses to just continue their way without offering the ride. So I think with that nuance in it, it creates a system that's very sort of user friendly, where there's a certain decision process and the screening that the person can do as a driver, and also as you know, I mean, in a lesser manner, but still for the person who's waiting for a ride, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily accept any ride that comes in. They could decide, you know, oh, you know what, I've got some work to finish, or I've got a friend who just offered me a ride to decline a ride if they don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, and so how will you be involved besides kind of serving as the host for this type of transportation? Are you going to be involved in any way?
I'm not. I mean, just to add more comfort for the users of the system, we provided the journal of rides where, you know, both the driver and the ride seeker, if you will, can sign off as they leave to say, you know, this person left with this person at this date and hour in destination of this town or whatever. So there is a certain level of monitoring of who's coming in, who's leaving. Although I want to make it clear that, like, we're not involved in any transaction between the driver and the passenger, and we're not to engage in that. You know, from a sort of legal point of view, we're just providing a place where people can meet and can come to agreements on their own. So it's really a non. For us, it's not for profit. I just find it irritating when you see some people not being able to get around, and at the same time seeing people driving left and right all over the place, and, you know, nobody's come up with a solution. So it's really just, it's actually just a personal project that I'm using my business for, because I just think that it needs to happen. Like, there should be some solution. I think it's just common sense to try to tackle some collective challenges when we can, you know? I'm not doing this because I think it's going to drive some profits to the business or whatever. It's a community thing. It needs to happen, and I'll give it a shot. It wasn't a big investment of my time or money, so, you know, I figured it's like things to do on a day off for me.
Yeah. And how long do you hope to keep this going? Like, if it's successful, do you hope to keep it going as long as possible?
So, you know, it's starting up slowly, but I think that awareness is building up. And I've got a number of people in Sentinel already who've told me that as drivers, they've already got the reflex of checking the sign when they drive by to check if their destination is listed. So I find that's really cool. And so if it can make its way into the local habits and culture to just sort of check the sign when you're there, when you drive by, and use it if you need a ride, I think that's cool. And, you know, it could potentially stay around the system, potentially spread it, or stay around for a while if it works out and there's no major concerns with it. So hopefully this will be a non-digital, analog, very brick-and-mortar, simple solution to try to make transportation just more convivial and more efficient for the drivers and the passengers. It just makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yes. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you would like to mention, Frederic. Those are all the questions that I had for you, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you would like to mention.
I would sort of throw an invitation to other business owners in the listening area. If you own a little cafe or you own a little shop or someplace where people can potentially hang out for an hour waiting for a ride at a central location, why not jump in to the idea and create a little panel like that and test it out too? I think if it was a place in La Grande, if there was a place in Collinsville, a place in Beaumont, a place in Dunham, Fredericksburg, et cetera, if every area, a little town had a participating cafe, then we might end up with a really functional, sort of cool, funky, low-tech solution to this rural transportation challenge. And I'm quite open to giving my blueprints and of how I built this little panel system to any business owner. They can just write to me on Facebook or call the business number.
That was another thing I wanted to ask you, Frederic. When are you open? So when can people use this service exactly?
Right now, our business hours have been 4 days a week, from Thursday to Sunday. In the recent past, we're considering opening more hours, covering up to 6 or even 7 days a week in the near future, so to create more convenience for our customers. customers and, you know, by ricochet for the people using this ride system as well. So we'll see what we decide in the near future about that. But at least on weekends, on Thursday to Sunday, people can use this system. And, you know, why not on the other days? They can sit on the porch, you know. I don't mind.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Frederic. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks to you, Tara.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.